This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
The online world of blogging allows ordinary and not-so-ordinary people and intellects to express their opinions in an unprecedented way. This past year, Time magazine created mainstream media notoriety for blogs when it named Powerline its first blog of the year. Politically conservative, Powerline is the work of three attorneys. Before he started blogging about 3 years ago, Powerline's Scott Johnson, who I discovered was a high school acquaintance of mine, had a background writing articles for newspapers and magazines with his fellow blogger, John Hindyrocker. But Johnson says writing for a blog has some definite advantages.
We have the immediacy of putting it up as soon as it's written and not worrying that it won't be newsworthy by the time an editor gets around to looking at it. And, you know, the additional freedom of not having the kind of artificial constraints that you have in newspapers or magazines.
Blogging, which Johnson fits in around his day job, takes him 3 hours or so each weekday and more time on the weekend. The Powerline blog was considered instrumental in facilitating a more critical look at the documents that formed the basis for Dan Rather's discredited story about President Bush's National Guard service. The morning after the story ran on television, Johnson read the online version and took a look at the purported military records.
I read each of the four documents, and they really struck me as kind of funny. I put all that up on our site and looked at our email, and we had received an email message overnight suggesting that the typeface was probably word processed rather than typewritten, and I just put that up and left for work. By the time I got to work, we had received 50 additional emails with information of all kinds.
The story gained momentum as the day wore on, and in the end, many will remember Dan Rather's eventual apology on the air. Johnson says a web blogger has the advantage of being able to follow his or her nose on the issues.
This world that we have been in, we're dominated by a couple of huge newspapers and broadcast networks, is so out of keeping with the American tradition.
Next time on Temple View, we'll look at tracking trends in the blogosphere. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News.